David Copperfield by Charles Dickens. Copyright Burlington Books. Chapter 1. Early Childhood. I was born on a Friday night at midnight. They say that any child born at this hour on a Friday night will be unlucky in his life. When you have read my story, you will be able to judge whether this is true or not. My mother was a widow when I was born. My father had died 6 months earlier. It is strange to think that he never saw me, and that my only memory of him are the visits I made to his grave. On the Friday I was born, my mother was sitting at home when she suddenly realized that there was a face staring at her through the window. It was a woman's face, with her nose pressed so hard against the window that it was flat. My mother was shocked, and I'm sure that this is the reason I was born that day. Although my mother had never seen this woman before, she knew that it was Aunt Betsy. Miss Betsy Trotwood was my father's aunt, a widow, who had always liked my father, but had opposed his plans to get married. As soon as my mother opened the door, Aunt Betsy said, "Mrs. Clara Copperfield?" "Yes," answered my mother. "My name is Miss Trotwood. You have heard of me, haven't you?" the visitor asked. "Yes, I have had that pleasure," my mother replied. "Well, now you see me," said Aunt Betsy, coming into the house without waiting for an invitation. She sat down and talked for a while with my mother about my poor dead father. Then she changed the subject. "You are expecting a baby, aren't you? I have no doubt it will be a girl, and I shall be her friend. I will be her godmother, and you will call her Betsy Trotwood Copperfield," declared Aunt Betsy. At that moment, my mother's maid Peggotty came into the room. She looked at my mother's face and realized that my arrival into the world was near. She sent her nephew, Ham, who was spending his holiday with her, to bring the doctor. Aunt Betsy remained seated in another room until, after a long wait, the doctor came to congratulate her. "And how is she?" inquired Aunt Betsy. "As well as a young mother can be expected to be," answered the doctor. "And she? How is she?" The doctor was confused. "The baby," repeated my aunt. "How is she?" "Madam, it's a boy," was the reply. Aunt Betsy did not say a word, but took her hat in her hand, almost hitting the doctor with it, and left the house. My memories of my early childhood are of my mother and Peggotty. My mother was young, pretty and slim. Peggotty was quite fat, and had dark eyes and bright red cheeks. Although Peggotty was our maid, I found it difficult to treat her like a servant. She was part of our family. We used to have long conversations about many different subjects. I will never forget the day my mother came home, accompanied by a man with beautiful black hair and whiskers. His name was Mr. Murdstone, and I had often seen him with my mother. For some reason I felt jealous when I saw him this time, but my mother looked very happy. When he left, Mr. Murdstone wanted to shake hands with me, but I had already decided that I didn't want to. Later that night, I heard Mother and Peggotty arguing and crying. I heard Peggotty say, "Mr. Copperfield wouldn't have liked this one." They argued and cried some more, and then went to bed. After that, Peggotty seemed to spend less time in our company, and the atmosphere became less comfortable. Sometimes I thought that Peggotty was angry because Mother had started to wear pretty dresses and spend more time at Mr. Murdstone's house. We also saw more of Mr. Murdstone in our own house. One day, Peggotty invited me to come with her to visit her family in Yarmouth. I told her that I would love to go with her, and when we asked Mother, she agreed. But when the day came to leave, I felt a little guilty. "Won't Mother be lonely without us?" I asked Peggotty. "What will she do on her own?" "Don't worry, Master Davy," answered Peggotty. "She will visit the neighbours." I felt better after that. We travelled by horse and carriage. As we came close to our destination, Peggotty shouted, "There he is! There's my Ham!" This was Peggotty's nephew, who had run to call the doctor when I was born. He was now a big, strong young man, and he carried me on his shoulders to Peggotty's brother's house. "There it is," said Peggotty, pointing to something that looked like a boat. "Do you mean the thing that looks like a ship?" I asked. "That's it, Master Davy," she said. Everything was so exciting. I was going to stay in a house that was really a boat. There was a smell of fish in the house, and when I mentioned this to Peggotty, she told me that her brother was a fisherman. Peggotty introduced me to her brother, Dan, who was a very big, happy man. I also met a young girl named Emily, but who everyone called Emily. I thought Emily was a beautiful little girl, and I immediately wanted to be her friend. I asked Mr. Peggotty how he chose Ham's name.
"I didn't give him that name."
"Then who did?"
"My brother Joe did. Ham is Joe's son."
"And where is your brother Joe, sir?"
"Dead. Drowned."
"So, Emily is your daughter?"
"No. She's my brother-in-law Tom's daughter."
"Is he dead too?"
"Yes, he also drowned."
"Don't you have any children of your own, Mr. Peggotty?"
"No, I'm a bachelor."
At this point, Peggotty, my Peggotty, stopped the conversation, deciding that I had asked enough questions.